Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Newsmakers podcast. We took the podcast on the road and braved the elements of New York City by attending the AHR Expo. We sat down with Reed Construction Data Chief Economist Bernie Markstein to see what is in store for 2014. Please excuse the background noise as there were a lot of folks walking the aisles this year. Enjoy, and we'll see you on the other side. We're with Bernie Markstein, who's the Chief Economist for Reed Construction. Thanks for joining us today.
You're welcome. Glad to be here.
What are your predictions for the HVAC industry in 2014?
Well, my predictions essentially are for non-residential construction, which is excellent at this point relative to where we've been. I guess maybe excellence a little bit overstating it,
right.
But I do see an improvement in 2014, and that's going to continue and get even better in 2015.
And just how much growth are you seeing in that area?
Well, in terms of residential construction spending, I'm expecting almost 8% growth in non-residential building. And 8.5% in 2015. So that's pretty good, given that last year, 2013, we essentially were flat.
Right. And then what are the biggest sectors of growth you see, be it healthcare, education?
Right. The biggest sectors in non-residential construction spending for growth has been and continues to be lodging, as will continue. That expanded over 23% last year. I expect that to increase another 16% this year. And although, and you can see it's moving down, but that's still a good rate, and 12% in 2015. Another area of good growth I expect is office construction, which actually slipped a little last year, but I think it'll be up about 10 to 11% in 2014, and then 7% in 2015. And then the other area, this is all for lease that's really good, is commercial, which is mainly retail, and that increased roughly 6% last year. I expect that to increase to 10% this year and about the same amount next year. That's going to tie in with what happens with residential construction. As single family builds out, there's more impetus for a build out of commercial in terms of commercial. Beyond that, I'm also very positive on manufacturing construction, which was about 7% last year, and I expect to be close to 14% this year and 11% next year. A lot of that benefits from more energy in the U.S. from fracking, just the availability and reliability of energy supplies in the U.S. And there's some other reasons as well that lead to the reshoring and also a decision to not necessarily move your operations overseas. So the expansions are in the U.S. Part of this have to do with a good labor force and a reliable infrastructure.
Obviously, this is a lot of good news, which we love to hear, and I know our listeners love to hear. What do you attribute it all to? Is it just cyclical or consumer confidence, or why the rebound?
Part of the rebound is just the overall economy is doing better now. Everything traces back to employment. As people are regain their jobs and employment expands, people clearly feel better. They have money to spend, and they're going to spend it. And also, some of the negatives that were out there are beginning to go away. The cutbacks in federal spending, those are largely done and are likely to see some improvement there. That's one major factor. Europe, which was in recession, is now beginning to come out of recession, which is a positive for our exports. We know we've got that increase in energy supplies, which is a positive for the U.S. economy. There's a lot of good factors that are now moving in place. And, of course, residential construction has come back. And as that continues to improve, there's still a lot of need in residential construction. And that drives a lot of things in non-residential construction, such as office space, demand for construction for office space, construction for commercial, retail, and even to some extent for lodging, in that the factors that drive housing also drive the demand for lodging.
Are there any maybe cautions or red flags or things that could slow us down? I know maybe our friends in Washington might play a role, but is there anything that could really hurt us?
Well, there's always that possibility of risk, and we, as economists, we always have to talk about that. You already mentioned the big one, which is Congress, which has been, to me, a negative in much of our recovery, where they could have been a positive. The clearest near-term risk from there is the debt ceiling. we need to raise that debt ceiling. I think they will, but if they fail to, that could cause real major harm. Second risk is the Federal Reserve. I think the Federal Reserve is doing what's right in terms of beginning to taper very slowly and will react properly. But there is always a risk that they will move too fast, spike interest rates, and hurt the recovery. A third risk is always a spike in energy prices. If those rise rapidly and stay up there, that always is a negative for the economy. So those risks are always out there, but right now I see most of those risks as pretty minor.
Well, thanks a lot, Bernie. I really appreciate the information. If our listeners want some more information about kind of what you're talking about here, or reconstruction in general, where should they go?
For reconstruction in general, they should go to reconstructiondata.com. If they go there, there's also one of the links on the top will be market intelligence. They'll also see a link on the left for economic updates with my picture and our other economist, Alex Carrick, there. If they click on the economic information above our pictures, they'll see articles that we do. I do a forecast once a month on construction spending that's available for free to the public. I also do an article each month on construction material prices, what's happening with that. And we also release what's happening with our industry starts. It's something we call Industry Snapshot that is typically posted there. And our Expansion Index, which can help you find out what's going on in terms of your area. We have an Expansion Index for every metro in the U.S. Click on our map and go down to your area, and you can find out whether you're expanding or contracting.
Okay, thanks a lot. Really appreciate the time.
A pleasure.
Thanks, Bernie, for that great information. Hopefully we have nothing but good things ahead in 2014. And thanks, everyone, for listening. As always, you can find us on iTunes or achrnews.com. Good times, everybody.